Here comes Outside the Box, looking way, way ahead. Today's topic is distant future. What are you doing later today? Tomorrow? What about next week or next month? Who knows, eh? A few are looking at the 2026 and 2028 elections. Many are wondering about long-term relationships, careers or job prospects, maybe their health in coming decades. And some, thinking about our climate, wonder how we will fare in the next generation or two. But is anyone thinking beyond that? I grew up in the baby boom generation after World War II. We inherited the mess of that war, but also an economy in this country that lifted almost all boats, especially for white males. Things have changed a lot in the past 80 years. Most would say for the better. Women and people of color have more, though not enough, opportunities. LGBTQIA plus folks can live more openly, although trans people are being attacked by some. Those with disabilities are more recognized and respected. Technology has made some parts of life easier. Change is happening at a rapid rate. Will it continue as much in the next 75 years to the year 2100? How will lives change for future generations? And what responsibility do we baby boomers or Generation X, Y, and Z have towards those born after 2010? And maybe changes will be smaller or even more massive. Can we even imagine this planet in 3025 or in thousands or millions of years? After all, there's been life on this planet for several billions of years already, and could continue for millions or billions more. Or it could end tomorrow. Barring a potential extinction, such as a pandemic, or nuclear war, or World War III, or a loss of necessary resources, a climate catastrophe, destruction through contact with another life form, such as artificial intelligence, or some other kind of social collapse, our world should continue for the foreseeable future. Should it matter to us, since we'll all be dead? Do you care? Should we be prepared for a possible existential incident? One scary estimate I have seen: there's a 3% chance of our planetary society going extinct before 2100. Some indigenous communities think in terms of seven generations. Should we be at least mindful of what our impact might be on the next seven until 2200? What should our responsibility be toward those who are yet to be born? Do we have any, or are they on their own? Will we leave them a good society, or one that still needs a lot of fixing? Will we leave them one that's better than the one left to us when we were born? Economically, many children are not doing as well as their parents. Some are happier, but others are not. Has life been more joy or suffering for those before you? Or what will it be after you die? Too many questions, eh? More about the values we give to our descendants in a future outside the box. What are your beliefs about the long-term future? Not next year or a decade, but next century and beyond that. I'm Larry Danziger, trying to leave this earth a little better because I was here.